You're listening to You Would Think, the Philly Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Carl Collington. Joining me, as always, it's Mike Gelato.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Listen, you know, we're not even going to bury the lead here. I'll do all the socials and stuff at the end of the episode. We come with a pretty sad announcement.
Yeah. It's a little somber here this week.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little bit of a normal show today, but it's going to be pretty different. As of today, we're semi-retiring, you would think.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Brett Favre retirement, where we'll come back later. But, you know, as a lot of our listeners know, Mike had a baby in July, while his wife had a baby. And
I get some credit.
You get zero credit. How long were you in labor, Mike?
I had to hear her in labor. Does that count?
No! Jesus. Yeah, and, you know, things have changed. You know, Mike's a family man now, and I completely respect that. And priorities have shifted a little bit. And for now, because things are so hectic, we're going to put You Would Think on the shelf.
Yeah.
I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't a bummer.
It is a bummer for sure.
But,
you know,
I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't blame Mike. You know, there's no anger. There's no animosity. There's no backstage drama. Like, we're still good friends. We still talk all the time. You know, we still play Madden together.
I just beat his ass in Madden the other day. 49-6, I think it was.
And, you know, we play NHL together, and we're in a couple of different fantasy leagues. Like, we're still friends. That's not changing.
No, but it's strictly a priority thing.
Yeah.
Things have come up, and I just can't weather the commitment anymore, at least for right now.
And we talked about making some changes to the show, maybe doing it remotely, or things that might affect the quality. And I think we both decided that the quality of the show is more important. Like, I don't want to put out a bad product.
Right. And you never know. Next week, when I'm sitting at home Sunday morning, I might think and be like, you know, I miss doing this.
And you probably will. And I'm going to, too. Like, don't lie. Next Sunday morning, it's going to feel real weird.
Yeah.
Because it is November 25th on the day of recording. And for the last 11
year,
months,
basically,
for
almost.
The last 11 yeah. months, I've come here pretty much every Sunday and recorded this show with Mike. And it's been absolutely great.
Yeah.
And I've loved every second of it.
It's been good. It's been fun.
Yeah. And we've gotten heated. We've yelled. We've screamed. And we've laughed. And,
yeah. We've had our fair share of feuds with Broad Street Hockey. Scroll them still.
Come at me, Charlie. But you know, we've also had some great guests on this show. We had my dad. We had your dad. We had your buddy Nick. We had Charlie, Agent Zero. We had Dom.
Cousin Dom, yep.
Yeah, we've had some really great guests. And I talked to Mike a little bit before the show. And stay subscribed. Because we are going to do shows in the future. It won't, you know, it's not going to be every week. It's not going to be the same show you've come to know and love, hopefully. but we're going to do, you know, if the Flyers make the playoffs, we do a preview.
And we'll
show.
Get into that shortly.
Yeah, we will. Stay subscribed, because episodes might just pop up randomly when we decide to get together and throw an episode up.
I'm still waiting for him to vlog. For you to do vlog type stuff. I've been waiting for that for a while, apparently.
We're going to stay active on social media. We're going to, you know, we're going to keep trying to put out, you know, something. But we just won't be doing the show every week.
Yeah.
And I do want to take this time to thank you guys, the listeners. The support's been really nice.
Yeah, it has been.
Last Word on Sports has been a great outlet for us. Got us some exposure when we were first starting out. You know we're everywhere. Instagram, Facebook. I'm not going to go through the whole spiel, but you know, if you keep following us on Twitter at YWT Podcast, that's where we'll keep you guys up to date on, you know, if we're doing shows in the future or, you know, what's going on. And Mike's busy, but there's a chance that I'm gonna work on finding a co-host and maybe keep the show going in a little bit of a different form. We haven't really talked through that too much.
No.
But I'm vaguely on the lookout.
And you never know. Maybe if that happens, I'll still produce it.
Oh, I forgot about Ben, by the way, when I was naming guests. Ben was it? Yeah,
he came.
Yeah,
that's right. He sat in studio. I forgot about that.
And it was great.
That was a long time ago.
That was March, April, 6, 7, 8 months ago.
I forgot about Ben.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, Ben.
Sorry, Ben.
I didn't mean to forget about you, but in studio, I was right.
Speaking of potential future co-hosts, Ben, hit me up.
Yeah, maybe I'll still produce that. You never know.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It could happen.
And, you know, that's the kind of thing that we're kind of unsure about the future of the You Would Think brand.
Yeah. And that's fair. And you might still be active on social media because you love to just say dumb things on that account. So.
Of course. but, you know, in the meantime, you know, this is the last iteration of this version of You Would Think, you know, the weekly show.
For now.
Again, if things change in a year, Mike's daughter's a little older, a little, you know, there's a little extra free time roaming around, you know, maybe we'll pick it back up. But for the meantime, you know, it's a bummer, but this is going to be it.
Yeah. So let's pour one out.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to dive into the show, and I'm going to do something a little bit. I'm going to spring something on Mike.
Okay.
We're going to do a little bit of an interview segment.
All right.
And I'm going to interview you.
Okay. I did not expect this at all.
I know, but I figured it, you know, it's our last show. And we've never really talked about ourselves too much.
Okay.
So, tell me a little bit about, your background in terms of, you know, where you grew up and stuff like that.
Okay, well, I wasn't expecting this. Not that I have to expect questions about my life.
Exactly, it's nice, easy. Yeah. I didn't expect any research.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, and I was born in South Philly.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't want to say I grew up there, but I lived there for the first, like, 5-6 years of my life.
Do you remember anything about that or not really?
I remember the street we grew up on. I remember
Shout it out.
Okay, Eisminger and Johnson.
Okay.
Johnston, sorry. But, yeah, I remember being right down the road from my grandmom's house, the walking distance, essentially.
But South Philly, everything's walking distance.
That's true, yeah. But, well, not when you're five, not everything's walking distance.
I mean, you guys moved to Washington Township when you were five?
Yeah, yep.
So you started school in Washington Township?
Yeah, I started first grade in Washington Township.
First grade, okay.
Yeah, well, we moved during my kindergarten year, but my dad worked in the city.
So he just dropped you off?
He just drove me in every day.
It's really funny. My mom actually did something similar in third grade for me.
Okay.
We moved, and you know, she drove me to school every day.
All right, there you go.
I never knew we had that little...
There you go, little connection there.
You went to Bell's, right?
Yeah, if you know people who know what that is.
If you know Washington Township, the school system, Bell's Elementary feeds into Orchard Valley Middle School, into high school, Washington Township High School.
Yep.
When did you start playing hockey?
Oh, God. I probably started playing roller when I was four. Then I probably got on ice skates maybe a year or so after that.
I'm surprised they decided to put you on skates because you're not exactly the most coordinated person even on land, on, you know, dry land.
I used to be athletic.
Yeah. You're in shape. Round is a shape.
Exactly. No, I used to be athletic.
Yeah, you lit up Johnny Gaudreau.
But exactly.
We've told that story on the show.
Yeah, my claim to fame there.
Your claim to fame.
There you go.
You bodied Johnny Hockey.
Exactly.
Okay. So when you first started playing, you were playing like rec league, or were you playing like competitive, like travel type leagues?
When I first started
I don't know how baby hockey works.
No, it was probably in-house rec leagues for the first like couple years. Okay. And then when you get to probably 7 or 8, maybe even 9, I think I started playing some travel hockey.
Okay.
And that was fun. It was a really good time.
And what did you play, mostly, position-wise?
I really played all over the place.
Any goalie?
Except for one league of street hockey.
How'd that go?
Because it was just one summer where a bunch of my travel friends just wanted to, like, hey, let's keep in shape. Let's, you know, let's play some hockey. And
we need a goalie.
We need a goalie. So I played goalie. Me and this other kid split goalie for the season, and I ended up playing goalie in the championship game. We ended up winning the championship. So
nice.
There you go. No, we were dominant. We were leaps and bounds.
I was
going to
say, you guys are
travel players.
Just playing with like deck league guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've never played hockey, but I've always kind of wanted to.
It's a thing where you have to kind of start super young because it's hard to learn how to skate at, you know, 20, 25, 30.
Right. That's kind of been the big thing is I didn't start early. So it would be like deck hockey. And
and you want to talk about coordination. You're not exactly coordinated.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But imagine if I had started skating young with how big I grew up to be, I could be a decent little defenseman.
No, for sure.
I could be Dustin Byfuglien.
There you go.
I could be Chris Pronger. Maybe not Chris Pronger, one of the best of all time. Yeah. But
It's big shoes to fill.
And has it been Flyers since day one? In terms of watching hockey?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay, who's your favorite player growing up?
My favorite player growing up, and this is probably like a weird out of box one. Nobody really talks about him too much.
It's not Simone Gagné then.
No,
it's not. Because that's the stereotypical.
No, it's not.
Kids our age love Simone Gagné because we were 6'7" when he broke in the league.
Nah, just growing up watching him play the way.
Wait, let me guess. Okay. Keep doing the thing and then just don't say the name.
I'm pretty sure I've said it on the podcast.
Have
before.
You?
I might have even told you off the podcast before.
Liking the way he plays. Give me a little bit more here.
A little two-way player. He's got one. And I don't want to give you the one significant moment that he has.
That's fine.
But he's got one significant moment that everybody, if you were born yesterday, you know this moment.
Is he a forward?
Yes, he's a forward.
Is it John LeClair?
No, it's not John LeClair.
Who is it?
It would be the guy that scored the goal in game five. I forget what game it was, but the five overtime game. Just think about that.
Oh, Primo.
Keith Primo.
Okay, yeah. That is a little bit of an outside the box.
It's, for some reason, growing up, I mean, I always wore the number 25 because of him. For whatever reason, I don't know why.
So you're a big JVR fan.
Clearly. No.
Okay, I don't think I knew that about you. I think you might have mentioned it at some point, but
for
Keith
whatever
Primo.
Reason, was, yeah, he was one of my favorite players All growing right. up. And then, I mean, you want to go somewhere else. For some reason, I love the early 2000s Avalanche team.
Okay.
With the Sakic,
dominant,
the Forsberg, the...
Patrick Waugh at the end of his career.
That team, to me, was just so fun to watch.
The team that like got Ray Bourque and won the cup.
Yeah. No, that team was fun to watch. I wasn't an Avalanche fan. I just enjoyed
fun to watch.
Yeah, I just enjoyed... And the whole rivalry with
right,
Avalanche,
you see them
Red
in Detroit
Wings.
Going at it every year.
Yeah, it was just a fun time of hockey.
What's the first NHL game you remember going to?
First NHL game. I think of probably a playoff game between the Flyers and the Panthers. When the Panthers used to be good.
Back when the Panthers made the playoffs.
Yeah. And they had that old school logo with the
right.
The obviously the Panther, but
whoa.
Yeah. I don't
Was do that know, the one that was like jumping at
yeah,
you?
Right,
yeah. I know
yeah,
the logo.
Yeah, the old school logo. I love that logo.
Okay. You remember anything about that game?
No, not really. Just being there.
Okay.
That's it. I was young. I mean, I don't even remember what year that was. That was probably 98, 99.
I'm actually going to divert and tell my own story here.
I didn't ask. So,
I know.
But go ahead.
I know. You're a jerk. But I think I've told you this story before, but I don't know if I've told it on the podcast. So one day, spring, late spring of, I think it was 99 or 2000, My dad picked me up. My parents were divorced. So my dad shows up at the house, picks me up after school one day. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Like, why am I like, I'm cool to hang out with dad, but you know, I just don't know why.
Right.
Right. And he goes, oh, we're going to go visit your great grandma who lived in Sharon Hill.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. So we're driving across the bridge and we drive down 42. We get on the Walt Whitman Bridge and he goes, hey, do me a favor. Open the glove box. There's an envelope in there. It's got money for the bridge. So I said, okay, cool. Because it was before Easy Pass.
Right.
So, you know, you had to pay cash for the Walt Whitman Bridge. I think it was $3 at the time. And I look in this envelope and there's $3 bills. And then there's two tickets.
Back when the bridge used to be $3, huh?
Right. You just got that, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
And there's the $3 in there. And then there's two tickets. And I look and I go, Dad, what are these? He goes, well, you know, if you're interested, we're going to the Flyers game. And this was, I think it was game two of the Eastern Conference Finals against the New Jersey Devils.
Okay.
The series that ended with Lindros prone on the ice.
Okay.
But that series... So I don't even remember the game. I really don't. I don't remember walking into the Wachovia Center at the time. It might have still been the first Union Center. The good old FU.
Yeah.
I don't remember walking in. I don't remember where we sat. I don't remember the game. I don't remember who won. But that moment was awesome.
Yeah. Not for sure.
Awesome. It's, I was 7 or 8 years old. I had just kind of started getting, you know, showing a little bit of interest in hockey, and my dad went out and got tickets. I believe they were pretty good seats. Maybe in like a buddy of his club box, or they were decent seats. And that moment is one of those moments that I'll never forget.
Yeah, no, that's an awesome moment for sure.
How's your fantasy lineup look, Mike?
I'm trying to find the game, the year that they played the Panthers in the playoffs.
Okay.
But, you know, it goes back a while. It's too early for me to check fantasy scores. It's 11:45 in the morning.
Are you sure it was a playoff game?
Maybe it wasn't. It's possible it wasn't. I just always remember it being one. Maybe right. just, I don't know, maybe it was either late in the season, it just felt like that.
Yeah, maybe.
For whatever reason, I just, it was probably
like a preseason game, and your dad told you it was really important.
Probably. wouldn't put it past him.
I assume your dad took you?
Yeah, he did.
Did you guys go to a lot of games?
A fair share. Yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah, we went to a Pittsburgh Flyers playoff game.
Okay.
We've been to
what year? Do you remember?
I don't remember, no.
Was it the year Primo scored the 5 overtime goal?
No. I was...
That was like 2004.
I was, 12? I remember, I think I fell asleep, and then I woke up that morning saying, you know, Dad, what happened? He's like, yeah, the game ended in like 3 in the morning or something outrageous.
It's really funny. I don't remember watching that game. My dad told me, he was still working for FedEx at the time. He said he rolled up in the morning and a bunch of the people who watched the Flyers just went, you stayed up too, huh? Because everyone was right. dead tired.
Yep.
Willie and John, you know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
And he said he rolled in and just the look on his face, rolled in with a big old coffee, and people went, yeah, you stayed up too, huh?
Yeah. No, but I think I stayed awake for the first like overtime or two. Then I got school. I got school the next morning.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
A 12-year-old is hard to stay up until that late to watch a game.
Yeah, dude, 12-year-old
just doesn't make it. So
I love going back and watching like clips of that broadcast. The guys eating pizza and bananas between periods, and
gotta keep the energy up. Yeah.
They're skating through mud. It was,
and then he scores the goal, and everybody just has just a sigh of relief.
Right. Even the Penguins were like, "Okay, good.
All right, this is done."
Like, we would have liked to win, but okay. And it was actually a pretty little goal, too.
Yeah, it was.
Nice little bar down.
Stopped at the circle, let a wrist shot fire bar down, yeah.
That goal still works in NHL 19.
It does. There you go.
But
yeah, that was my favorite player growing up, for sure.
So, what's your favorite Flyers memory since you've been alive? Obviously, neither of us were alive for the Cups. You know, they made the Cup in 97. They made the Cup in 2010.
My favorite Flyers memory is... It's tall. I mean, Flyers, we don't have a lot to brag about. Like, let's just call it what it is. But, I mean, everybody's story is probably the down 3-0 to the Boston Bruins.
Yep. I was at game 6 of that series.
And then down game 7, also 3-0.
You're down 3-0 in game 7. Peter Laviolette calls the best timeout in Flyers history.
Yeah.
JVR squeaks one in before the end of the period.
And, of course, they got lucky to win. Like,
of course.
They don't win that game if David Krejci doesn't get hurt.
To be fair, they were also missing Simone Gagné for the first 3 games of that series.
Fine, sure.
So the Flyers got double lucky because they got Gagné back and Krejci went out.
Right.
But at the same time, maybe they don't lose all 3 of those games if Gagné's there and healthy.
Right. That's possible.
So, I mean, it works both ways. And in the playoffs, that's going to happen, right? The playoffs are so long and they're such a grind.
And they also have Michael Layton and, you know, Brian Boucher.
I know. Who played their hearts out.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll get into this year's team.
We don't have to. This team stinks. Let's just keep talking about this.
This as a retrospective?
Yeah. Because the Flyers team stinks. They're not making the playoffs. You heard it here.
Right. So you're calling that Bruins series as
your
best Flyers memory?
Okay. And, I mean, when me and you went out to to Pittsburgh for the outdoor game. Like the scene and the tailgate.
Shout out to Pete.
Yeah, who stayed for like 7 minutes.
Yeah,
because it was so damn cold.
Guys jumping into the hot tub fully clothed. Yeah, well, and then throwing their shoes down the hill.
Yeah, this is the weird thing about that game is that morning, or maybe it was the night before, but at one point it was like 60 degrees.
Yeah.
So nobody thought to bundle up to wear any sort of undershirt. Everybody just went in jerseys, shirt underneath.
Got cold.
And then it snowed that night.
And it was,
it was ice cold. Like, it was freezing.
And it wasn't even that, like, 34, 35. It's kind of snowing, but not sticking at any, you know. It was probably 20 degrees Fahrenheit.
And the wind was going. It was cold,
man.
It was cold. But, like, and the result wasn't where we wanted it to be. Obviously, the Flyers lost. I don't even remember what the final score was. 4-1, something like 5-2, something like that. Yeah.
Brandon Manning laid out, I think, Malkin.
Yeah. But the result wasn't there. But like the experience and just being there was fun.
Yeah, and then the next morning we went to IHOP.
IHOP. Yeah. That was a delicious breakfast. Gotta love IHOP.
Yeah, we turned and burned, man. We drove down on Saturday and drove home on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't spend 3 or 4 days. We didn't hang out. We didn't see the city. Man, we did it all at once.
Yeah. Not for sure. It was fun.
We hung out with Ben. It was the first time you met Ben.
We crashed a Penguins tailgate. That was fun.
We sure did. That was a lot of fun. I don't remember that.
Say which one about Penguins people. They suck. They suck. But those people at the tailgate, they were nice.
Yeah, those specific people were nice. And I believe Ben said they were from Ohio.
That makes sense. Nobody's mean in Ohio.
All right, exactly. contrast that to when I went out to Pittsburgh a couple months ago and a fan told me to kill myself. So
I respect it.
I mean, sure. but at the same time,
if you're in Philly, I expect the Philly fans to say shit like that.
Nah, that's crossing a line. Nah. But if you say, you know, go home or, you know, whatever, that's fine. But, right. You know, there's lines.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think the Flyers are going to do this year?
Miss the playoffs.
It's unlikely that we're going to do another show for the remainder of the regular season. Maybe we'll do one. But a little bit of a longer term layout where the Flyers go over the next 2 months, over the next 6 months, and then over the next 3 years.
Okay. Now, it would be easy for me to say that Hextall is going to fire Hextall, but I have zero confidence in that happening.
Okay. Well, that's why I gave you the 6 months, because that's the end of the season.
Yeah.
So now, give me 2 months, six months, and 3 years.
Two months, that puts us at like January, February.
Right about the trade deadline time. Yeah.
I think you see Wayne Simmonds getting traded.
Do you think he's traded from we're out of the playoffs to get value for him? Or is he traded for we're on the bubble, so try to flip him for something we can use now?
No, let's trade him. Let's get some assets for next year.
You think he gets flipped for future assets?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. And then, I mean, you never know. Maybe he ships McDonald and Simmonds out of here.
I mean, listen. Remember when
is this McDonald's last year?
No, one more year.
I guess I thought.
Remember when the Ottawa Senators were trying to trade Carlson, and the big rumor was that they also wanted to include Bobby Ryan's contract, and McDonald's contract is just as bad. Now it's shorter, so that'll help you. If you're getting McDonald, you're only getting him for 18 months.
Right.
Whereas Bobby Ryan's got like 4 years left. But
Simmonds' contract is light enough where teams, if they have cap space, they could afford to take both of those guys on.
$9 million in cap space?
Yeah, I mean.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, I'd have to take a look at the league. But
listen, if you're trading McDonald, you're probably giving up an asset to clear some space.
But I think Simmonds, I think, is going to be traded. Because, I mean, where this team is, they're just, I mean, it could even happen soon within the next week. But where this team is, they're just not good enough to make a run. And I don't see them even making the playoffs with how inconsistent and how bad they look.
Maybe it'll happen before December 1st, and they'll trade for the rights to William Nylander.
Maybe.
We've talked about that ad nauseum.
That
whole
story is just fascinating. Yeah,
He's got
6 days.
Yeah. All right, finish your Flyers, and we'll talk about Nylander after. Because I do want to hit on some of the big things we talked about over the run of this show.
Right. But then I think at the end of the year, I don't think it's impossible Hextall gets fired.
Okay.
I think it could happen. And then fast forward.
If they continue putting up performances like they put up Saturday night against the Toronto Maple Leafs on Hockey Night in Canada,
and then, Wednesday,
national television.
And Wednesday against Buffalo.
Yeah, then I could see that happening.
I mean, it's happening too often.
Yeah.
These types of games.
Yeah, everybody throws up a dull game every once in a while, but the fact that the Flyers are throwing up, you know, 2 out of every 3 games are just atrocious.
It's brutal. And then next June, we could only hope that lottery pick gets us Jack Hughes. So there you go.
Well, if you're going to commit to the tank now, it's early enough in the season that you can really get down there.
Exactly.
But, okay.
I just don't see this team being a playoff team with how inconsistent and how bad they look at times.
Okay.
Like Provorov still is not himself. I don't know what's up with him. He just doesn't look good at all.
Right.
The goaltending situation, this is no secret, is a train wreck.
Yep.
Even though it seems like Stolarz is going to completely shut me the hell up after I said his NHL career is officially dead and over,
For what it's worth, he played well in Toronto.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to shut me the hell up.
He wasn't perfect. He let up 2 goals.
It's a rough spot to put him in, though.
Yeah.
His first NHL action in two years?
Yeah, 16-17 was the last time we played.
So, and then he really hasn't even played much in the AHL because it's been Carter Hart.
Carter Hart, and even Alex Lyon got a bunch of time.
He hasn't
By the way, he's hurt too.
Alex Lyon, yeah, whatever. But
Flyers are now up to three injured goalies.
But, I mean, Stolarz, he played well. I mean, that's a tough spot to be in. You're up against the high-flying Toronto Maple Leafs offense. You're down 5-0 at the time. 4-0. You're down 4-0 at the time. It's a tough spot to be in, and he played very well.
And your defense isn't giving you any help?
No, none.
The Maple Leafs could have won that game 25-0.
You make jokes.
I'm not. They took their foot entirely off the gas. Yeah. That might be the worst hockey game I've ever watched.
It was dreadful.
If you think back to that game a couple weeks ago against the Islanders, that they ended up losing 6-1. That game sucked, but it was 4-1 at the end of the second. Flyers were still theoretically in the game. Now, New York scored two quick ones, and then sometimes the game
was
over.
Just fall off.
But last night, that game was decided in the first 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And the last 53 was a formality.
Yep. And like, I understand Toronto's good. They're really good.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't expect
they're
to
really,
beat Toronto.
They're really, really good.
But you have to hang with Toronto if you want a chance in April.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, these are the teams you're going to have to beat if you get to the playoffs. But, right. I mean, we could go with the whole playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
All right. So we've gotten you 2 months. You think Simmons is going to be traded.
Yep.
6 months. You think Hextall might get fired.
Yep.
Who do you think they hire if that happens?
I don't know.
Honestly, I think the answer is going to be Todd McClellan.
I mean, he did fine in San Jose.
Edmonton.
I'm talking about before he left Edmonton. He did fine in San Jose, and he didn't do so good in Edmonton, but I don't know if that's on
not
him,
his fault. Dude, management
or if that is on Peter
him.
Chiarelli.
Management destroyed him.
And
that
Peter Chiarelli is a jackass.
Sure. Let's put it this way. Todd McClellan didn't decide to send Jesse Puljujärvi down.
Right. They just called him back up, actually.
I know they did. Ken Hitchcock said, get him on my team right now.
Yeah.
Todd McClellan didn't decide to trade Hall for Larson.
Yep.
Todd McClellan didn't decide that Cam Talbot was the franchise goalie. Like, Todd McClellan didn't sign that Milan Lucic contract. He got hosed by management.
Yeah, no, he was a scapegoat, essentially, in the situation where Peter
Chiarelli should have been fired.
Chiarelli knows his job's on the line, so... I mean, I think Hitchcock's a hell of a coach. I was surprised he kind of came out of retirement to take that job. I mean, and I know he's from Edmonton. So.
It's been acknowledged that he's only there for the year.
Yeah.
And they already know that he's not going to be here next year. He's not their head coach of the future. He is here to put a Band-Aid on this season.
Right.
And that gives him the ability to not care at all and tell these players whatever he wants to tell them, because guess what? I'm done at the end of the year anyway.
Right.
Listen to me or you're not getting playing time. I don't have to answer to management. I'm not worried about getting fired. I was already retired. Yeah. I can do whatever I want to you. This is my team. Deal with it.
I mean, listen, he's a Hall of Fame coach. So,
I mean. Yeah, I agree with that.
He's gonna be a Hall of Fame coach. So, I think it was a good hire to help him work with the young guy. I mean, it's McDavid and everybody else.
Drysdale.
I mean, Drysdale's okay. It's McDavid, Drysdale, and everybody
else. And everyone else. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I mean, the worst thing he could have done was trade Hall for Larson.
Right.
I mean,
what does McDavid need more than a winger?
Right, exactly. And I mean,
not Milan Lucic.
Defense has always been their issue, but Adam Larson is a dime a dozen kind of guy.
Right. And
you could have found him anywhere.
Yeah, you don't trade from a strength to address a weakness.
No.
Like, Toronto's defense isn't phenomenal. It's fine. But
they score 7 goals a game.
Exactly.
As long as they score more than the opponent. That matters.
Edmonton put themselves in that box.
Yeah.
Right?
And instead of adding speed and skill to play around Connor McDavid,
right?
They added...
Solid.
They had a defense that they thought they needed that still stinks.
Right.
I mean, is Darnell Nurse, who knows what Darnell Nurse is?
So anyway, I think Todd McClellan is the next Flyers coach.
Do you think so? I mean, everybody wants Quenneville. And
I don't think Quenneville wants Philly.
I don't know about he doesn't
That's
want
the
Philly.
Thing.
I don't know about that aspect of it. Why wouldn't he want Philly?
He's going to go to St. Louis.
That was another weird firing because like you want to talk about guys... in Philly that, or Hextall, just it's shocked that he hasn't gotten fired yet because he's gotten chance after chance after chance.
Sure.
Mike Yeo only had one full season with the Blues.
Yeah.
One full season.
But their roster is so good, they should have made the playoffs last year.
It doesn't matter. He's one full season. That's all he got.
I know.
Because he came in relief of Hitchcock.
Right.
And then I think they made the playoffs that year. Then they missed it last year in the full year. And then this year he gets fired 18, 19 games into the
season. It's a little different because he also lost the room, I think.
You're going to tell me this isn't losing the room when you get beat this bad with the Flyers?
I don't know. But I'm just saying Mike Yeo publicly came out and said, yeah, I should probably be fired. And like that's unacceptable from a management standpoint. And I think they pulled the plug on him because he kind of quit on himself.
I don't know. I think this is losing the room with the Flyers too when you look this bad this often. And you say, yeah, the Blues team has too much talent to be this bad. You could say the same thing about the Flyers.
At the same time, I know it sounds way too optimistic. Flyers are only a game below 500.
No, they're not. Are they?
Hold on.
They were. But you're counting overtime losses, though, right?
Yeah.
That's like, a loser point. I don't count that. Just give me wins and losses.
Well, I mean, that's fine. But in the standings, they are literally 500. One game below. They're 10-11-2.
Still.
So they're only 10-13, even if you include the overtime losses.
Okay. Where are they at in the division?
They are seventh. They are 4 points out of a playoff spot.
Yeah.
A divisional playoff spot.
They've also played more games than most of the teams in their division.
Yeah. Except the Rangers. They played the same number as Columbus and Washington and Carolina. Yeah, it's about the same. They're about even.
Fine. But just, I mean, this team should be better than where they're at.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I agree with you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying if the ship turns around now, you're fine. You're not out of the woods. You're not buried, right? If you wait until February to turn it around, you're probably buried. But if you can step it up now, if your big guns can step it up now, if your defense can step it up, if you can get healthy goaltending.
Nobody really talks about Hextall.
Realistic question.
Okay.
A lot of people talk about Hextall. We'll get into that.
Okay.
Let's say I come to you in September and say, by November 25th, Calvin Pickard will have started 9 games or however many he started. He started a bunch. If I came to you and said, Cal Pickard has started 9 games, Alex Lyon has started 1, and Anthony Stolarz has come in relief in 1 game, what would you expect the Flyers' record to be? Can't be much better than 500.
No.
Right? Because Brian Elliott is a better goaltender than Calvin Pickard. Yes or no?
Yes.
If they're both 100%, if they're both, you know. Okay. I'm still not quitting on the team. I know a lot of people did. A lot of people turned that game off Saturday night.
I mean, I know how bad the goaltending has been, but this isn't a strictly goaltending issue. There's more to this team. There's style issue. It's hard for me to use the effort angle, but it seems like there's a lack of effort at times.
You look at last night's game, Toronto had 3 goals on their first 5 shots.
Sure.
How are the Flyers supposed to win that game? Not allowing shots? Like, that's not how it works.
Well, no, there were high quality chances, too.
Not really.
Yes, they were, but point blank range. I mean,
Andre Johnson just went 5-hole.
Okay.
3 times.
Sure.
Three goals, 3 shots. All of them 5-hole.
Okay, and then show me that you have some heart. Do what you did in the Tampa game. Show me that you have some heart, and instead of putting your tail between your legs.
The team gave up.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's issues all over the place with this team.
I agree with that. Okay.
They can't score. They can't play defense. They can't goaltend. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, the fact that we said this team could be a cup contender back in September is a joke. It's a joke.
Looking back... Sure. What's your 3-year prediction?
My 3-year prediction?
Yeah. Who's behind the bench? Is Claude still the captain?
Yes.
Who's in net?
In 3 years, Hart should be in net. But then again, he's been struggling in the AHL. But I expect some sort of
He's settling down a little bit.
I expect that that adjustment. That's a learning curve.
That's why you have to send him to Lehigh Valley.
And I expect him to do the same thing when he gets up to the NHL. I expect him to struggle early on.
Probably.
I mean, it's just the speed of the game just is completely different than the WHL.
Also, we are one injury away from him being called up. Whether we like it or not.
Yeah, no, you're
whether we like it or not. There's literally an ECHL goalie backing him up in Lehigh Valley right now.
No, I think that they might go somewhere else if they come down to that. Like Carey Lehtinen still doesn't have a job, which is weird.
Steve Mason still doesn't have a
job. Yeah, but I think I don't think the relationship's
they're not gonna go
right
down that road.
No.
That's probably
I don't think
fair.
They have a good relationship, Mason and the Flyers. But
okay, 3 years from now. Well, in 3 years from now, Carey Lehtinen will be 60.
Well, no, you sign him for the rest of the year. If
oh, you mean this year?
Yeah, no, okay. I'm saying...
I'm talking about that three-year prediction.
No, but you said they were one injury away from him coming up.
Yeah, you can find somebody for minimum salary. Flyers have plenty of cap space.
Right. But so I think behind the bench is weird. Like, I don't know.
Yeah?
Like, literally, it could be anybody. It's not going to be Hextall in 5 years, 3 years.
Unless it turns around, and it could.
It won't.
I understand.
I'm confident it won't.
I understand, but it could, theoretically.
I mean, sure. In 3 years, honestly, I don't even know if Hextall's still the GM.
Okay.
Like, I think it's a possibility. If things don't turn around quick.
If you haven't won... Okay, this season, the 1920 season, and the 2021 season, that's what I'm looking at here.
Okay.
If you don't win two playoff series between those 3 years, okay, I could see that. At least two.
You might not even win one. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if that's the case, then I don't think Hextall's still here.
Because, I mean, and listen, he's done a good job getting us out of the cap troubles.
Yeah. And okay. For the first time in a long time, the Flyers have a prospect system.
Right. No, for sure.
For a long time, they just didn't have.
But he
That's
also,
why they're trading for the Mike Knubels and the mid-level guys. And, you know.
No, listen, I never thought I'd say this. I miss Paul Holmgren.
No, you don't.
Hockey was fun. It was fun. This hockey team is boring. They're boring to watch. It's almost like a job when you sit down and watch them. You just don't enjoy it.
But do you remember how old the team was?
I don't care how old or young you are. If you're good, you're good. And they were fun to watch.
Okay.
This team just isn't. Whether that's coaching or the players or Hextall refusal to have any accountability on the players or coaches, whatever it is, this team's just boring.
Okay, fair enough.
So, I mean, that's the issue there.
All right, so 3 years from now, you don't think Hextall is the GM?
It's not that I don't think he will be. I think there's a possibility he won't be.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like, that might be a cop-out answer, but...
Right. Give me a hot take across the NHL. It doesn't have to be the Flyers. Give me a hot take for the rest of the season.
The rest of this season?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
I know.
My
hot take? Mikko Rantanen is a Hart finalist.
Yeah. And that, I don't even know if that's hot. Mine was going to be something similar to that in the sense that McDavid's not going to win the points race.
Okay.
Because it's Rantanen right now.
It might be Mika Rantanen.
Because he's just...
Dude, he's insane.
Tearing the... Yeah.
He's
so
insane.
Glad I drafted him in fantasy hockey.
Did you really?
In a keeper league, yeah.
In our league?
Yeah,
okay.
Our league. I drafted him, yeah. So he's a keeper for the next decade.
Probably. What do you want for him?
Listen, we're not going to have negotiations on this podcast. Nobody wants to hear that.
I'll give you Gaudreau at a first.
No, thank you.
Really?
I traded you Gaudreau.
I know.
No, thank you. Anyway. And another hot take. I'm trying to think. Montreal is going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
And that might not even be a hot take.
Who wins the cup?
Who wins it? So before
give me your cup finals.
Before the season, I said it was going to be, what was it, Winnipeg and Toronto.
Okay.
It still could happen. Winnipeg, I mean, they both score a bunch of goals. I mean, Patrick Laine just had 5 goals in yesterday's game.
Yeah, that's unreal.
I mean, it's nuts. So, but Hellebuck for Winnipeg isn't playing as good as everybody thought he was going to this year.
As good as he did last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I believe he was a Vezina finalist,
Yeah, I think it was him. Who was it? Him, Rene, and Vasilevsky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he hasn't played up to his standards. So, I mean, they have issues in net, and but they just score a ton of goals. I mean, their top six is disgusting.
Yeah. I agree.
So, I mean, my dad said this all the time. The Flyers don't have one forward that would fit in the Winnipeg's top six.
Yeah, he has said that a lot.
Like, their top six is just nasty.
My cup final, Colorado and Toronto.
I'll tell you what. That'll be fun.
If Varlamov gets hot in the playoffs.
That would be fun.
If Varlamov gets hot in the playoffs, they can make the run.
Yeah, I mean, they still
imagine a series between them and Nashville.
They still have.
How good is that series, man?
Now, they still have issues, like, on defense. I mean, they have Eric Johnson, they have Tyson Berry, Sam Girard. But after that, like, who?
Yeah, like, they're a good team. But if Varlamov gets hot.
No, of course. If there any goalie gets hot. I say it all the time. The Flyers got to the cup finals with Michael Layton. Like,
yep. And that's why I'm not ready to give up, because if Brian Elliott gets hot, you win six out of seven.
Yeah, until he gets hurt.
Sure. That's a risky take. Okay, so we have talked about other sports on this show throughout our run. It's been mostly hockey. But we've talked about some other sports. Let's talk about some Eagles, going back to our little interview portion of things.
Okay.
Growing up in South Philly, I assume it was pretty much Eagles from day one.
Yeah, for the most part, it was Eagles day one. I had this weird, like, tweener stage where at one point I was a Denver Broncos fan for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't know if it would, like... I liked Elway, but he really wasn't, like, I was really young to watch him.
It was Terrell Davis, wasn't it?
Maybe it was the later parts of Elway, because in his prime, I really didn't see that much of him.
100% it was Terrell Davis.
I don't know. You know who it was?
It was because you played NFL Game Day 99 with Terrell Davis on the cover.
No, it wasn't. Now I'm thinking of it. It was, and this actually just got released at the semifinalist of the Hall of Fame. I should have pulled this up. The semifinalist of the 2019 class of the Hall of Fame. A big guy I enjoyed watching. Was Champ Bailey.
I was just about to say, was it Champ Bailey?
Champ Bailey, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a valid... He was great. And then, he was so much fun to watch.
And then, oh, God, who was our running back? Oh, God, I can't think. On that team. They went to the Chiefs.
I know who you're talking about. It wasn't Priest Holmes.
No.
It was before him.
I'll talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. You know, Denver was always fun to watch. They've always just been... You know, the mile high team. They just play wide open, fast football.
Clinton Portis.
Okay.
He didn't go to Chiefs.
He went to Washington.
Washington, yeah. Portis is what I was talking about.
Yeah, so they've always been a fun team. I like that.
But for the most part, Eagles.
What was the first Eagles game you ever went to?
Day one. I didn't see a ton of... I didn't go to a ton of Eagles games growing up. My first one was probably a preseason game against the Niners.
Okay.
I think it was my first one. I don't really remember it all that much.
I have two stories from back-to-back seasons. The last year of the vet, my family has season tickets. So my dad comes to me and says, I got two games this year. I have the Houston Texans week two.
What year was this?
The first year the Houston Texans were in existence.
Oh, okay. All right.
And
so
I
was
have
like 17 years ago?
Right.
16 years ago?
And I have, I think it was 03. And I have the Arizona Cardinals week 10 or whatever week it was. Which one do you want? I'm going to take your brother to the other game. He had a pair for both, and he gave me first choice because I'm the oldest. And I was like, oh, cool. Houston's an expansion team. They'll probably be bad. Let's go see that. That'll be fun.
Because they're going to be bad. You don't want to see good football.
No, I want the Eagles to trash them.
Yeah, at that point, you're young enough where you don't want to see good football. You just want to.
Right. You just want to see the Eagles win, and you want to sing the fight song a bunch of times. So I went. And they won, and it was a lot of fun. It was great. Week 10 rolls around. My dad and my stepbrother go to that game. It's the week Donovan McNabb throws four touchdowns on a broken ankle.
Yep.
So, yeah, I saw a cool little Houston Texans game. I missed history.
Yeah.
My stepbrother doesn't even care about football. That's the thing. And it's just like, dude, he threw four touchdowns on a broken ankle.
You chose the wrong game.
He refused to get his boot taken off at halftime because he wouldn't be able to put it back on, and they would pull them.
He's an underrated Eagle. I mean, we've talked about that on the show before. He just isn't really respected for whatever reason. But.
Right. And then the next season, it must have been two seasons later. First preseason game, first home preseason game. I think it was week two. Eagles, Ravens. T.O.'s first season.
Okay.
First play of the game, 81 yards,
yep,
touchdown on the first play of the preseason. I was there. I was at the end zone that T.O. ran into.
Right.
I had the place went absolutely bananas.
Yeah. No, I bet it did.
Those are my back-to-back Eagles stories.
That's cool. Now, yeah. I haven't really gone to a ton of Eagles games because I'm not a huge fan of football games live. You miss a lot.
That's fair.
So, I mean, the atmosphere is always cool being
there.
The
NFL is so built for TV.
Yeah.
But being there live, the atmosphere is great. The game
miss a lot.
And the game is a little tepid.
It's hard to follow when you're there.
Right. And they don't show the replays when they're like reviewing stuff. They just
But if you're on your couch watching it, you could just see everything. You could watch whatever's happening. It's just I prefer watching the game on TV.
Yeah, the cameramen are a lot better at figuring out what's going on than I am.
Right, exactly.
And the producers, you know, the TV production aspect.
Yeah, it's a better game to watch. Whereas, like, hockey is just a great game to go to.
Yeah.
It's just fun. Hockey it's entertaining.
Unless you're watching the
Flyers game.
I tell people all the time that hockey is the best sport in the world
live
to go see live.
It is, for sure.
It's better than basketball. It's better than baseball. It's better than football. It's better than soccer. It's better than
even though anything. Well, I mean, say we've trashed basketball, at length on this show. I have been to a couple Sixers games in the last couple years.
Back when the tickets were $6?
No, the last couple years. Oh, okay. I've been where they actually started to be decent. They're more entertaining than you think.
I've been to one or two a while ago.
And the one game that I went to was my cousin and a bunch of his friends.
It was Dom,
but he was actually one of the... Yeah, it was his brother-in-law.
Yeah. Okay.
So... But he's the one that got us tickets. We were in his wedding party.
Shout out, Dom.
Yeah, we were in his wedding party, so he got everybody that was in the wedding party Sixers tickets. Yeah. And the one Sixers game we went to, that he took us to, there was they won on like a last second buzzer beater. The place went nuts. It was a fun time.
Sure.
It was a fun environment. So say what you want about the Sixers games. They're fun to go to.
Sure, but compare that to...
Compared to hockey, it just doesn't...
Right. I mean, I was going to say, compare that to the audience during overtime, watching an overtime game winner.
Right.
The place... The roof blows off the Wells Fargo.
Right.
Anyway, you all know how we feel about basketball by now.
Yeah. it's no secret.
But I'm going to throw you a softball here.
Okay.
What's your favorite Eagles memory of all time?
My Eagles memory?
Dude, softball.
How's this a softball?
The Super Bowl!
I mean, of course. But I'm just trying to think of... I mean, they lost.
The softest softball in history.
They lost.
This year.
Oh. Yeah.
Winning the Super Bowl this year.
Right, of course.
This is the easiest softball in history.
Okay, listen, this season has been so bad, I forgot that they won the Super Bowl.
Now, see, I asked you to put together a clip show for, a little best of as a thank you to the fans, and that'll probably come out in the next month or so. One of the clips has to be you saying, I don't care what they do next season. They won the Super Bowl. They're good. I don't care.
I don't care what they do.
Yes. Yeah,
clearly,
100%.
Clearly, I don't know what the hell
I said the same
about.
Thing. And a whole lot of people said the same thing, and Philly has already forgotten.
Yeah. No, it goes to the whole cliche with would you win a Super Bowl with 10 years of losing? Would you sacrifice 10 years of losing for one Super Bowl?
And everyone says yes until they've done it.
Yeah, and now this is one season of a mediocre football team, and everybody's going insane.
And they might still make the playoffs.
They're missing the playoffs, probably. But
they still technically could make it.
They could, yeah, for sure.
The city's already ready to jump off a bridge.
Yeah, and he just won the Super Bowl. Everybody's saying fire. Peterson.
Everyone's already forgotten.
You know, people are saying Reich was the answer last year, not Peterson, and which is probably I think it's got some truth to it. I think they miss Reich more than they thought they would.
I agree,
but that's number one on my list. I forgot it happened because this year's just been so bad.
All right, one more thing, and then we'll start the wrap up process here. What's been your favorite memory of this show?
Favorite memory of this show.
Yeah, we're almost 50 episodes in if you include the little 0.2 episodes and everything we've done. We're about 50 episodes in. We've been here for 11 months. What's your favorite memory?
I mean, obviously us bickering back and forth is always fun. Yeah, when you went off the rails.
The Lindros debate.
The Lindros debate was fun.
It was a really good one.
When you went off the rails because I said Wayne Simmons is mediocre.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
He's the same as Milan Lucic.
Yeah, spoiler alert. He's playing like he is replaceable.
Okay.
So that was fun.
That was early.
That was week like three.
That was early.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. There's that moment when you said the Flyers would miss the playoffs, and then the next week completely backtracked. It's another definitely making it.
Yeah.
Turns out you're as hot and cold on this team is about themselves.
Exactly. We have that in common.
Dude, there's been a lot. Honestly, I know it sounds corny, but the interview with or the show where my dad was here was awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, he lives in North Carolina. I try to talk to him as much as I can, but you know, life happens.
Right.
And it was really cool to have him here and to have a show, a conversation that I can always go back and listen to.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's a cool little thing. And I know your dad's been on a couple times.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a little less special, A, because it's not my dad.
Right.
And B, because he's been on 3 or 4 times.
Right, exactly. And then, but, I mean, we've talked about it in the beginning of the show.
Right.
I mean, Dom coming on.
Yeah, was Dom cool. was great.
Nick to talk about the NFL draft was fun.
I wasn't on that show, but, you know, I listened to it, obviously, and it was great. Ben was a great guest.
I don't even remember what we talked about with Ben. I'll have to go back and listen, because I don't think it was about much. Like, it was just us just
it was just, all, just, it was hanging, just out. Hanging out, man. Yeah. And that's what we talked about this show being early on, man. The reason we started this show is because we would talk on the phone for hours about the Flyers, and we just figured, let's sit down and record it. There might be people who want to listen to it.
Turns out there was like 6 of them.
Hey, man. listen, that's a negative attitude. We consistently got up in the 30s or 40s.
Yeah, there you go.
And to you, 25 people who we're not related to.
Right.
And for some reason decided to listen to our voice week in and week out. Yeah, I really honestly do want to thank you guys.
Yeah, because we're morons.
Yeah, because we're stupid.
Yeah, we're
like,
morons.
I don't know if people listen to this show to laugh at the stupid crap we say, or if people actually think we're legitimately like bringing something positive to the Flyers media market.
Like Eric Lindros is mediocre.
Overrated.
You said no. You use the word mediocre.
Yeah, that's fine.
You use the mediocre.
I'll die on that hill. That's fine.
It's all right. It's not as you didn't get as much crap for that as you know we got about the whole William Nylander thing.
Oh my God!
You would have thought the world was on fire.
The Maple Leafs wanted to Maple Leafs fans wanted to crucify us. Flyers fans wanted to crucify us.
The whole Facebook Flyers Nation thread. The guy just.
Did I left that
wanted
group?
Wanted to end me.
Like, I left I just, that group.
I didn't know
so,
how to take it. That one guy was a moron.
It was so toxic. I left that group because it was just brutal. Anyway.
So if you're listening, go rot in hell, whoever that is.
Right. Anthony something something.
I forgot.
Anyway, to you people who choose to tune in week out, I really do want to thank you guys. This show, we do it because we wanted people to listen.
Sounds like you're getting emotional over there.
Dude, I am. It's a bummer. So the fact that you guys chose to listen to us on a weekly basis means a lot to me. Like, I don't know if that's been, like, I know we made jokes about 6 listeners, blah, 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 but like, it really means a lot to me that
if you're one of the 6, we thank you.
People I've never met before choose to download and listen to my voice every week. And it does mean a lot to me. I want to thank Last Word for giving us a shot. I want to thank all the guests we've had, my dad, your dad, Dom, Ben, Charlie, Nick. I think that's it.
I think so.
And if I missed anybody, I'm sorry. It's been a really fun ride.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And we'll be back at some point. Maybe not weekly, but we'll be back when important things happen.
Right. This isn't a goodbye forever. It's a goodbye for now.
Exactly. And we're announcing it as a hiatus. We're not retiring. We're not quitting. We're not. It's a hiatus.
Yeah.
We're between seasons.
Well, yeah, like
we don't know if the network's going to pick us up for season 2.
Like you said, Brett Favre style.
Exactly. If the Vikings come and offer us a deal, then we'll be back. And
was he retired like 3 times, 3 or 4
dude,
times?
At least 3. And every time was a teary press conference.
Yep.
So we're not going to do that. But
I don't know. It sounds like you're getting a little teary-eyed over there.
Let me
go get
some
tissues
for
you.
It's emotional. I'm going to miss doing this every week.
Nah, for sure.
I really
feel weird
am.
Next week.
It is. I'm going to call you and just be like, ah, this sucks, man.
Yeah, you're going to call me, hey, let's talk Flyers.
Right. Right. And just not record it. But I really do want to extend my sincere thanks to everybody. And Mike, thanks to you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, too. It was a lot of fun, for sure.
It was a ton of fun. And there's nobody I would rather have, you know, riding in my passenger seat.
Well, I appreciate
for
that.
For this wonderful ride, man. For this show that we've done for 11 months.
It's been fun being the producer, you would think.
Yeah, man. It's been fun being the host and most important member, you would think.
That's debatable.
Had to go out
That's
strong, right?
That's debatable.
But, man, I can't say see you next week.
See you eventually?
See you next time?
See, sure.
That doesn't really go so well. In the meantime,
see you later.
Yeah. In the meantime, go Flyers, go Birds, go Phils. Who cares about the Sixers? Jimmy
you're,
Butler.
You're even taking a jab on the way out.
Jimmy
huh?
Butler's going to tear his ACL and miss the rest of the
whoa,
season.
Whoa. And, oh, God. Sixers Twitter is going to crucify
until,
you right now.
Until,
hold on.
No. Until,
okay, all right,
no,
go
I'm
ahead.
Going out.
Right,
I'm dying on this hill.
All right, go ahead.
Until we come back, and we will be back. We will be back at some point. That's it, man. We'll see you guys later.